is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The Senate has acquitted President Donald Trump on both articles of impeachment. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Is the respondent, Donald John Trump, guilty or not guilty?
On the first article, abuse of power, and then the second, obstructing Congress, Chief Justice John Roberts asked senators to vote. On each, two-thirds did not find the president guilty, ending just the third presidential impeachment trial in American history. His acquittal was all but assured in the GOP-led chamber, which had voted not to allow witnesses and documents in the trial.
The verdict of this kangaroo court will be meaningless.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says Republicans were more interested in protecting the president than finding the truth. But GOP Senator Lindsey Graham counters Democrats had their own agenda, getting rid of the president.
These people hate Trump's guts.
Mitt Romney was the only Republican to break ranks, voting guilty on the first article. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The World Health Organization is appealing for more than $675 million to prevent the global spread of the deadly coronavirus. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the small number of cases and deaths circulating around the world provides a window of opportunity to prevent the coronavirus outbreak from becoming a wider global crisis.
Our greatest concern is about the potential for spreading countries with weaker health systems and who lack the capacity to detect or diagnose the virus.
He says the multi-million dollar strategic response plan will support vulnerable countries to prevent, detect, and diagnose onward transmission. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. At least six anti-government protesters were shot dead and 52 wounded in clashes with followers of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in southern Iraq on Wednesday. The clashes took place between the protesters and Sadr's followers in the holy city of Najaf, where protesters had been staging a sit-in. According to activists, al-Sadr's supporters stormed the sit-in site and torched protest tents. Demonstrators attempted to prevent them from entering using sticks and were wounded when shots were fired. At least 500 demonstrators have been killed by security forces since the anti-government protests erupted more than 4 months ago. One person was killed and 157 others were injured Wednesday when an airliner skidded off a runway in Istanbul, crashed into a field, and then broke into pieces. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Authorities say some passengers sustained injuries and some others were seen being evacuated through cracks in the plane. Television footage showed serious damage to the plane, with the fuselage appearing to be smashed into three pieces. Turkish NTV television reported the plane caught fire after skidding and the fire had been extinguished. The plane, belonging to low-cost airline Pegasus, arrived from the city of Izmir. Turkey's transportation ministry says the plane was carrying 177 passengers. Flights are being diverted to Istanbul's main airport. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two avalanches in eastern Turkey have killed dozens of people in the first. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Turkey's disaster authority said at least five people were killed initially and rescued three people. At least 53 have been injured, and it's not known yet how many people may be trapped. Rescuers are still working at the scene. But the Interior Minister, Süleyman Soylu, said conditions were making it hard for emergency workers. One vehicle had been pulled out from under 4 to 5 meters of snow.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Former Vice President Joe Biden said at an event in New Hampshire on Wednesday he will continue to fight for the Democratic presidential nomination, despite the fact that he is currently in fourth place in Iowa. Results continue to trickle out of Monday's caucuses, with former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg in first place, followed by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. I'm David Berg, VOA News. The Voice of